This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 29th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the weather is warm and clear. In Tel Aviv, expect a sunny day with gentle breezes. Jerusalem will see similar conditions with temperatures rising throughout the afternoon. In Haifa, the coast will enjoy mild weather, perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports a powerful blast was heard across northern Israel as the IDF destroyed Hezbollah's drone fortress in Lebanon earlier today. Also, 24 News reports the U.S. and Iran have agreed to halt attacks in the Strait of Hormuz and will hold talks in Qatar on Tuesday. Also this hour, Walla states that Netanyahu and Katz announced the destruction of a 200-meter terror tunnel in Majdal Zun, Lebanon, earlier today. Separately, the Australian Jewish News details a newly brokered framework deal aimed at securing Israeli and Lebanese sovereignty. And finally, Axios explains how shared concerns over Iran led to the recent Israel-Lebanon agreement. Reaction has been swift on social media. I24NEWS English noted just minutes ago that during the deal signing, the Lebanese ambassador did not acknowledge Israel by name, nor made eye contact with the Israeli counterpart. Samantha Etus, a commentator, shared earlier today that Israel and Lebanon have reached a U.S.-brokered framework against Hezbollah, while the U.S. and Iran are set for talks in Doha. Eyal Yacobi expressed a heated response, posting that someone is an idiot in a comment thread 33 minutes ago. Let's go deeper, starting with the IDF strike in Lebanon. Ynet and Walla both report that the IDF destroyed a sophisticated drone tunnel network in Majdal Zun earlier today. This tunnel contained drones and explosives aimed at Israel. Officials attribute its construction to Iranian support for Hezbollah. The strike underscores ongoing tensions in the region and Israel's focus on preemptive defense measures. Turning to the U.S.-Iran developments, according to I-24 News, the U.S. and Iran have agreed to pause attacks in the Strait of Hormuz, with talks now scheduled in Qatar. This decision comes amid rising tensions in the region, with both nations seeking to stabilize a critical global shipping route. The outcome of these talks could significantly impact regional security and economic stability. Meanwhile, the framework agreement between Israel and Lebanon, reported by the Australian Jewish News, aims to foster peaceful relations. This deal, brokered by the U.S., comes after intense negotiations influenced by shared concerns over Iran. The agreement represents a diplomatic breakthrough and could pave the way for more stable relations between the two countries. On the economic front, first, from the Times of Israel Tech. Finance Minister Smotrich promises a new assistance plan for the tech sector, addressing challenges posed by the strong shekel and its impact on competitiveness. Separately, CTEC confirms that the government will support startups with grants and allow multinationals to pay taxes in dollars. This aims to bolster Israel's tech industry and retain its global standing. And finally, Walla Business reveals a report warning of a potential cooking gas shortage by 2025. Damage to supply infrastructure is a significant concern. This could affect households and industries reliant on cooking gas. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 8 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.